Craig Stannard. Welcome back to another edition of KGBYT Public Radio. We are supported by your funding, so please continue to donate to our wallets.
Yes.
What's your personal bank account information, Scott?
123456 at chasefargo.com.
All right. Sounds good. You heard him there.
As you can see, our funding. Yeah, the reason we didn't have an episode last week is because we didn't have enough funding.
Our funding dried up.
You know?
No. Guys, here's the thing. When I started this pod back in, whenever, you know, Scott.
2021? When did we start the pod?
21. Yeah, beginning of
21.
Oh my gosh. Almost 2 years ago.
Dang.
Yeah, when I started this pod, you know, Scott and I, we both were 100% in on this. I still am 100% in on this, but I also had one child and life was a lot simpler back then. And
I'm waiting for life to slow down, you know?
I'm waiting for life to slow down too. No, honestly, just doing a weekly podcast has become very much a difficult thing to do. Definitely not impossible, but it just Scott can blame me 100% on this, but just where I am right now, it's been difficult with two kids to find the time to do it. And because my main priorities in life are making sure Natalie and I have our quality time and date nights. I'm spending time with my family and getting things done around the house first and foremost. So, when that starts to slip or fade, or I could use the extra hour, you know, towards that, I need to do that. So, I think for the foreseeable future, we're going to go down to bi-weekly for our potties.
Bi-weekly, also known as every other week.
Yeah. Do people call pods potties?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Scotty's potties.
It could be our thing, actually.
Yes.
Speaking hilarious. Of our thing, Scott,
what is our thing?
Have you ever looked into like open AI stuff?
Yeah.
Have you ever played around with that?
I haven't played around with it. I mean, I've read articles and whatnot about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the one. I mean, they have a bunch of different stuff. I'm pretty sure they're all free to use, though, right?
The real good ones are not easy to use for free.
Oh, really?
Like, which one are you trying? Like, ChatGPT? Or is it ChatGPT?
I typed in OpenAI is the one I've heard the most about.
That one, I think, does words into images, I think, is what OpenAI does. Well, what are you trying to do right now?
OpenAI has ChatGPT. That's a thing that they do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Is that just chatting with an AI?
No. So like you give it a prompt and then it'll spit out a essay or whatever. Like write me an essay about why Trump was a better president than Obama.
Interesting.
And then it'll spit you out an essay.
So
or like you can ask it other things and it'll give you answers like, you know, what's 2 + 2 + 4? I don't know. You can ask it whatever you want or tell it to do whatever you want and it'll spit something out.
Interesting.
Write a movie script about, you know, the Wild Wild West with people from France in it.
All right. Give me a prompt. I'm pulling it up right now. I listened to Nate Land podcast and they had it write a joke in the voice of Nate Bargatze. And it was like crazy how well it got the timing and rhythm and like mannerisms of his jokes.
Yeah.
He like read the joke off and it sounded like 100% something he would say.
One of the things it doesn't do well, though, is I heard like ask it when will we have the first or tell me about the first female president or what gender will the first female president be or something like that. And it like gets really confused.
Really?
Yeah.
Scott, I will ask, I asked the question that you always ask me of like, why should women be allowed in power at all? Should I ask that one?
Good night. Oh, man. Why is it good that every person should have an AR-15 under their bed? Why is that a good thing? Ask it that.
Why is it? Yeah. The deepest questions of it all. I'm going to ask you, are you religious? Are you religious? It does not hold religious beliefs. I don't know if we can talk to this AI.
Tell me who created the universe.
All right, we'll see. I mean, it's gotta be. Oh, AI dodged the question.
Oh, freaking
the question
AI.
Of who or what created the universe is a topic of debate and speculation. It's going on. It's still going. Wow. It's literally, it's going into different. Wow. Okay. That's a lengthy response.
Yeah.
They were talking about this idea of, though, if AI, for example, can write a joke or can write a story or can whatever, or like these AI that do art and they curate these renditions of art or whatever, do you think, like, does it take away, like, is there a huge difference between if an AI wrote a movie story and it's great and a human wrote a movie story and it's great? Like, do you think people would care or notice? Or art is another thing too, because like art is so subjective as it is, but.
Yeah, I think for me personally, I care because arts or movies are meant to evoke emotion. And if something is not created by another human, I feel like it's not going to create that emotion. But for the vast majority of people, I feel like they just want to be entertained and they don't care where that entertainment comes from. They don't even question where that entertainment comes from.
Yeah.
You know, they'll go watch a Marvel movie that's been, you know, 15 of the same exact movies, just you know, with different people's names.
Yeah.
You know, so what I don't know.
What about more in the terms of art itself, you know?
Well, I mean, what is art? Are movies not art?
They are. I'm sorry. In like pictures and paintings and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever been to like a museum and looked at fine art or like seen these art pieces of art that are supposedly worth millions of dollars and seen them up close and looked at them and thought anything or felt anything?
Mm-mm. I mean, it's been maybe when I was like 10 on a field trip.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's such a weird thing because somebody still has to feed the program words to turn into art. So in a sense, that is art in and of itself.
Yeah.
Like if you're creative enough to figure out something and then you tweak it a little bit. I don't know. It's all subjective. It's just a weird place we're going into. I don't think we'll even really be able to notice a difference. So if we can't notice a difference, then does that matter?
I don't know. It is going to be, I don't know. I feel like people in the idea of AI get very freaked out about it. And I think people generally know that human connection and human emotion, as you said, like, is important and valued. But it is the question of, I feel like there's been a lot of things as people, as progress, as like the march of progress goes on, that people have just kind of accepted as they once relented to or once fought back against, they kind of just accepted as the norm, you know? I feel like AI is going to be one of those things.
Yeah, and for the most part, it's going to be so integrated into our lives, we won't even notice it. And it's such a deeper question than either of us have any sense in being in the conversation, really.
Yeah.
Like I can try to read stuff or look it up, but I don't know, you caught me really off guard with this.
You always talk about how your hobbies are tech stuff. I just figured, hey.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've definitely listened to a ton of stuff about AI, but I have not formulated my own opinion on it.
Yeah. Or that's your homework for the week.
Oh, I'm trying to like formulate an opinion on it. Because one of the things is like, you could easily tell that program, like, hey, write me a sermon on John 3:16 and give me 3 points and alliterate it, and it'll spit you out a sermon. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want that?
Sure. Go ahead. No. Well, off the topic of that, speaking of things that aren't AI, Scott, that are also your hobbies, how are your goals doing for this year? Your things that you hope to accomplish.
Well, this week has been rough. Well, this week and a half, like the start to this year has just been brutal. Like I ran 3 times the first week, but then Whitney got sick and we thought she had the flu. But then I got sick and just, I was like, oh, I have the flu too. Cause Whitney actually tested negative for COVID twice. And so we were like, yeah, she doesn't have it. But then I got sick and I have days off of work if it's COVID. So I was like, well, let me just take a test just to see if I happen to have it, you know, for some weird reason, lo and behold, I tested positive, like real positive. The test was positive almost instantly. I was like, well, that's interesting. And then Whitney tested again and she ended up testing positive. And so we've had COVID for the first little bit and it's just been, Whitney was out, then I was out. Eleanor luckily has stayed pretty healthy through it all. But like, I'm on track to run more so far this month than I did any month last year. So that's something. And there I've already finished a book and I'm almost done with my second book. So that's something.
I've not to one up you, Scott, but I've read 4 books already this year.
Okay. How many miles have you run?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know if I've ran yet.
You know what? I need to listen to Audible books while I run.
Yeah. So I wanted that. I don't know, dude. Audible to me does not count. I don't count it. Because if you count all the podcast time I listened to last year, which is the same thing, it's just people conveying information and audio. I don't know.
Is it though?
Sure. Maybe not. But Audible, Natalie actually has a free a coupon. I don't know. They're not coupons when they're online. She has a credit or something for a free book for Audible. And so I should get one to listen to, but I just don't. The idea, I'd rather listen to a podcast. I'd rather just read a book and listen to a podcast, not listen to. I feel like I'd fall asleep in 5 seconds to an Audible.
Yeah. Well, that's when I pretty much listen to podcasts is when I run. And as I'm falling asleep, I'll have a podcast on, but I never remember what it was about. Like,
yeah.
So what's the point in that? Do you ever take notes while you listen to podcasts?
No. I mean, the podcasts I listen to these days don't require notes.
That's fair.
They're dumb junk food podcasts for the most part. And I'm usually driving when I do, so it's not like... I refuse to sit and listen to a podcast at my desk for free time or something. Yeah.
Wow. I never do that. Interesting.
But book-wise, it's been nice because I got a Kindle for Christmas. And so I've just been... Instead of like scrolling on my phone, I've just been reading on the Kindle. So... But I need to find a new book. I read like 4 books. It was like what do you call something that's a 4-book series? A
trilogy plus one.
Sure. Trilogy.
Quadrilogy.
The quadrilogy. Yeah, I read one of those. Quadrilogy. As a fantasy series, which was great. But the, I want to try to limit myself to like one entertainment book, one that's more like a historical book, and then one religion book each month.
I like that.
You know, and then aim for 3 a month. I feel like that's doable. Yeah. I enjoy reading. I enjoy reading much more than watching TV these days. Like there's just not much that interests me. Like I feel like I'm just kind of wasting away when I'm watching TV.
Yeah, I definitely vibe that. I want to read more. And I think cutting out some TV time would be the thing to do. We've been watching Seinfeld recently, which I don't know. It's hitting different this time around. Because it's freaking hilarious.
Oh, dude, same. That is funny you say that because I 100% agree with that. Like, there was a time where I was like, why would I want to watch Seinfeld? Like, I watched it in high school. It's probably not that funny anymore. But I do like to turn it on. Natalie's never seen it, really. Funny. What? And every time I leave one on, she's like, oh, Seinfeld. And then sits down and watches the whole thing with me and laughs.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic wife.
That's how I got her to watch. My favorite all-time show is the Netflix Daredevil series that came out.
Yeah.
It's a masterclass of a lot of things. But I tried to get Natalie into it for so long, and she just refused to. And then finally, as I'm watching it, I just said, just watch like 30 minutes. And then she was hooked and watched all 3 seasons.
It was pretty violent, that one was.
It was pretty violent. But otherwise, in terms of storytelling and character development,
top-notch.
It is so good.
I don't like that one a lot.
Yeah, it's great. I've really fallen off the Marvel train, and they're bringing back Daredevil, and I'm not overexcited about it because the way they do stuff. They don't tell like, I don't know. I don't mind goofy superhero stuff, but I feel like it is getting worn down a little bit. Like, yeah. I'd almost enjoy something that is a little bit more gritty or that has real stakes or is more grounded instead of, you know, here's your character. He has to tell X amount of jokes every 5 seconds, or you know, he's to be a charming kind of smart aleck. You know, it's just like I feel like they just keep playing the same thing.
I think the last superhero movie thing we watched was Loki.
Yeah. Loki was good. Yeah. That was a little bit different, but even
we wanted to watch Wakanda Forever, but we never got around to going to a theater.
I haven't either. I have no desire really to go to theaters anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. Is it out on streaming yet?
Not yet. I think it's first week of February. I never saw it either. So maybe we can Disney watch party it together.
Well, you know, freaking, what's it called? Nate Bargatze has a special coming out.
I do. It's on Amazon Prime this time instead of Netflix.
Dude, it looks so good.
They posted a.
I didn't mean that. I mean, he's so good. Like his stand ups are so good.
I'm a fan.
I'm a huge fan. I'm so excited for it.
I don't know actually. When did we go see him?
It's been a minute.
Was it 2021?
It was before Eleanor.
Yeah.
Was she pregnant? Was Whitney pregnant?
It must have been 2021. I mean, Whitney was hitting the alcohol pretty hard that night.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. She did not.
She was not.
I'm just kidding.
Pregnant or not, she was not.
Jokes. Sorry, Whitney. Whitney would listen to this podcast. So I'm sorry for defamation. Don't sue me.
You're getting sued for sure.
Some of the jokes. I'm wondering if some of the jokes that he said are going to be on the.
I'm sure. I can't remember anything he said, though. Like, yeah, I don't remember the jokes.
Yeah. But I'm about it. He switched to Prime because apparently Netflix doesn't let him have ownership of his own special, but Prime lets him keep it to like after the rights end up that he can go and do whatever he wants with it. Netflix is like, sorry, it's ours forever.
Yeah. I wonder how much more Netflix would have paid him though.
I don't know. He talked about it on his podcast. He's like, I'd rather have it and be able to put it on, you know, sell it to different other streamers or, you know, like just have like it's his, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, if you're going to get like a guaranteed, you know, mil instead of like
definitely more than a mil.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
Netflix throws money at stuff, dude.
Yeah, not Nate Bargatze.
I don't know. It probably pays a good bit.
I'm going to see.
Of how much people get paid for stand-up specials?
Well, I'm saying Nate in particular. It doesn't have it easily because I think like David, what's his nuts? David Chappelle, Dave Chappelle, I think got like 50 million for a Netflix special.
Yeah. I mean, if he's getting 50, Nate's probably getting, I mean, he's probably getting a good 2 or 3 mil out of there. Nate Bargatze net worth 2023.
Is 10 million.
Yeah. 10 million. That's good, man.
Seems light for inflation days.
Monthly salary, 100 grand. How would you enjoy making 100 grand every single month?
If I made 100 grand a month?
How would that change your life?
You
wouldn't be doing this podcast anymore, that's for one.
Why would I not do this podcast?
Too good for me. You'd start your own podcast on investments or something financial or cool.
No. If I made money, like if I had that kind of money, I would not like talk about investments.
I mean, that's all you talk to me about now, and you don't have that kind of money, Scott.
Oh my gosh. That's not true at all.
Get health insurance, Scott. Give me all your money, Greg.
Get health insurance. Get life insurance. Protect your family. Oh.
I feel like the Scott podcast would be though. Investing, financial stuff, fashion, and technology. That's the Scott pod.
Yeah. I think that would probably be pretty fair. I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I don't think I would talk about investing. Well, I 100% would not talk about investing because then I would have to run every single episode through compliance.
Oh,
like, that would be so annoying. Yeah. I don't want to have any public facing investment talk.
Well, I gotta cut the next part of the segment I had.
Oh gosh.
So yeah. Well, never mind. Hilarious. If I had
Were
a podcast,
you really gonna Scott, ask me something?
No, I wasn't. Scott, if I had a podcast, what would it be about?
If you had a podcast, it would be about Dungeons and Dragons.
That's no way.
Having two kids, religion, so semanticology, word study. What's the ecclesiology?
When have I ever done ecclesiology
theology talk to you about it. Theology.
Okay.
Study
possibly.
Of,
I don't. Study of thing, the I don't God's think I would. Word. I don't. The podcasting as like a hobby of podcasting for me, the idea of having to do something and studying and doing homework for it is just throws me off. Somebody told me last night that they watched the end of The Good Place, was so upset about The Good Place ending, they wrote an essay, a college style essay for fun, talking about how bad the ending of The Good Place was. And I was like, you're telling me you wrote an essay for fun in your free time?
That's what blogging is.
Yeah, I'm not about it. I just want to relax. I feel like it would be something that'd be cool is I think if I could like watch a movie, I don't have time for that. It'd be cool to have like a movie thing and like talk about the storytelling aspects of it or whatever.
I think that's what yours would be about. If I was truly gonna have a podcast about whatever I want, it would be about current events.
Like, yeah.
And how does my faith like impact current events is what I would talk about.
Yeah. You just go down your newsfeed.
Yeah, literally. I'll just like go find headlines. Like, let's see. Let's go to my news app. Let's do this live.
All right, let's do it. I feel like for my storytelling one, I would just have friends on. I would be like, hey, Scott, what's your favorite movie? And I'd watch it. And then we'd talk about it, of why you think it's good. And then I would say why it's a terrible movie, you know? Not necessarily. I'm just kidding. Because you did say that your favorite movie was Up, right?
No. My favorite movie is Inception, I think.
Oh yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah. Not Tenet. I wanna watch
Tenet.
I need to watch Tenet again.
I
want to watch Dune again.
I watched Tenet twice, and I'm pretty certain that you're not supposed to be able to understand everything.
Well, did you watch it with...
I don't think Christopher Nolan knows everything that's going on.
Subcaptions? What are they called? Subtitles?
Yeah. I watched everything with subtitles. Everything.
Yeah. Well, I think I want to go back and watch it without subtitles, because I did hear one of the things he did on purpose was have the dialogue to where you can't really understand what they're saying. And that's part of the effect of the movie.
I mean, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
I know.
We share a Netflix account with somebody, like Nat's cousins, and they always put subtitles off. And every time I'm like, I don't know how you do it. I just can't. I don't want to have my TV so loud that, I mean, maybe if I didn't have kids, I would, but
yeah,
I just don't like having it loud. I like to have it low.
We have a sound bar, and I got the sound bar just to watch Dune. And we watched Dune once before Eleanor was born.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've been scared to use the sound bar again because it gets really loud. But one time we were in, we did a test. All right, we're going to turn the sound bar up like louder than, like, we're going to turn up like obnoxiously loud.
Yeah.
And then go into Eleanor's room and have it like sleeping conditions and see if you can hear it. And you could not hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there, do you think your neighbors could hear it though? That'd be my fear.
Because we've never heard our neighbors
or
anything, really.
That was always my thing. Like, when Natalie lived in an apartment and then a townhome the first couple of years of our marriage, and that was always my... I mean, that's just my 9 personality coming out of not wanting to bother my neighbors. But
Whitney
some people
has the
be like,
same
I don't
thing.
Care. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've never really heard them. So, and if they did, like, okay, you hear our movie, like, a little bit for a couple hours one night out of... the year.
I don't know, man. Check your Facebook page after. You'll see some insults.
No, we know both of our neighbors, so they would talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I feel like you got to at least know your adjacent neighbors.
Yeah. Like, you share what one of the walls we share is their renters, and so we're on the third people that have lived there since we've been here. But then the people on the other side, they're great. I think he actually listens to the podcast. So shout out to him. He's listening.
I ran into one of my neighbors at the playground, and he was like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, dude, I forgot people listen to it.
Dude, that's wild.
We got it out there. But it was cool. It's always a good conversation starter. And, you know, it's always like, it reminds me of, oh yeah, like it's, I don't know, it's interesting to have, you know. I just fear because I don't remember half of what I say on these things. Like,
I know.
At all. It's, I could go back and listen to an episode and I could be like, wow, these guys are, this is a cool conversation that I have zero idea what's going to happen next, even though it was me. So
it's so interesting you say that, because like sometimes my father-in-law will talk to me about the podcast. He'll be like, oh man, that was a really cool thing you're talking about on your podcast. I'll be like, yeah, thanks. And then he'll like ask me a follow-up question. I'll be like, I don't remember what we said. And I think people think I'm joking when they say, when I say I don't remember.
I mean, it's, I do it. I have these conversations and then I spend time editing them, listening back to them, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
I was going to say the goof ones that I take extra time to edit. But
I was going to say though, I've been having this conversation with Whitney. Like, I think I've really realized how much this podcast alone has been good for our friendship just in general. Like, take everything out of it. Like, I think the relationship that we have now is because of the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
And so like I look at it and, you know, you can get down about, you know, not growing or feel like you need to reach more people or whatever specific things you thought was going to happen. But at the end of the day, you know, we grew closer as
bros.
That's
what it's all about. I don't know what my expectations were now looking back at it. I probably had grandiose ideas. I like
to
think, of course. I like to think I do, but
we all do.
But that's, I don't know. There's just a lot of work that is involved in doing that, which,
yeah,
it's not, I think the biggest thing for me in having kids is also realizing like those, one, like the dreams I have to do a lot of stuff, like they're great. But one, I have to temper them just with life of now, like fully, I say it all the time. Like, I don't think I really felt like I embraced my identity as a father until Levi was like 2 or 2.5.
Yeah.
And then especially now with Harper, it's just like, this is, I'm completely in the trenches now. And I think it's just like very much my expectations about how life is and what I'm going to be able to do has just been, you know,
yeah,
it's been tempered. But I also know like there's light on the other side of it of, you know, I'm 26 right now and I there's a lot of life ahead of me to do.
There's a lot of life ahead of you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too. We get these, it's such a good word to use, these grandiose ideas of what we think life is going to be or what we want out of life. But a lot of times there's joy in the simplicity of things.
Mm.
Like that's what I've really tried to hone in on the past year, you know, is I'm thankful I have a job where I work 9 to 5 and then I can spend, you know, my undivided attention with my family.
And you get and COVID like, sick time and you
I get COVID sick time. And you know, it's great. And like, it doesn't, you know, I don't necessarily love my 9 to 5 where like, you know, I'll, you know, love what you do and never work a day in your life. Like, no, it's not about that. Like, I enjoy what I do. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes being simple and just being along for the ride and appreciating what you have is what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure. I think we've talked ad nauseum too about being so consumed with looking ahead that you just forget and miss out on the moments that but
yeah, well, I mean, I think you can talk about things ad nauseum, because I think I've even said this before, but I had a Sunday school teacher in college and he, you know, it became a joke pretty much. Like, he taught the same 3 things over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody once asked him like, when are you gonna, you know, stop teaching these 3 things? And he said, whenever you start doing what I'm teaching. And it's like, well, there you go. You got to keep reminding yourself of the same thing. You learn the same lesson over and over and over.
No, I never. Life. I've learned it once.
Never learned.
Don't need it again.
Oh, gotcha. All right. I forget you're perfect.
Yeah. It's a tough life, but somehow I manage. Scott, I don't want to. I think that's so good. I just want to catch up. I just want to see how you're doing.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to let everybody know why we disappeared last week, you know?
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure that they knew we weren't taken or anything.
We're still here.
Yeah.
We're still kicking.
Yes, we are. All right, guys.
All right.
Peace. Hey, Levi, what do you think about peanuts?
I don't know. I don't know what it's about.
What do you think? What is the best podcast in the world?
Your podcast.
It's mine, really?
Yeah. Also, blim.
Don't, you just licked my microphone, Levi.
Blim.
Who do you think Scott and I should have on the podcast next? Blim. Do you think Eleanor should be on?
Blim.
Levi, that is not very nice to lick my podcast.
But
how would you like it if somebody came and started eating your podcast mic?
I don't know.
Levi, do you have any questions for our audience?
No.
Nothing at all?
Yeah.
Any songs you want to sing to them?
Nope.
Do you have anything other to say than no?
No.
Well, there you have it. That is Levi Stannard.
Blip.
Levi, people don't want to hear just blips.
Blimp.
They want to hear you talk about stuff.
Blimp.
Maybe when you and Eleanor talk, you can talk about that.
Oh, something I don't know, a blimp.
No, Levi.
Something I know, a blimp.
Levi, this is a serious podcast.
Blimp.
You're a blimp. Yes, you are.
I love him.
All right. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Say thank you for listening. Now do it in a silly voice.
Thank you for listening.
Now do it like a robot.
But thank you for listening.
Now do it like a monster.
Thank you like a monster.